Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. How are you doing, Barbara?
Hi, Johnny. I'm doing great. I love Fridays. Are you excited for the weekend?
Yeah. It's always a good way to round up the week, and you get to round up the week with Dale and Richard. Right, Dale?
Yes. And tonight's the night that I hope to win the lotto.
Yeah. And you'll be able to say that you are a psychic who won the lotto. That would be something to see.
No. You know, it just don't work that way. As a psychic, you just can't pick the numbers. And if you do, it's just like there's repercussions on it. So,
really?
You know, So we don't mess with it.
What would happen? What repercussions happen?
Bad stuff.
Ooh.
So I don't know. But I've had a girlfriend that's a psychic, and she picked the four numbers. So, you know, we're just like normal people, just like everybody else. We're hoping for the best, and just, you know, whatever the machine pulls up, we get.
And plus, I don't know you personally that deals a lot with numbers. You use tarot cards. Right.
But numbers, I mean, I am so bad at math. Ask Richard.
Yeah.
Really? No, how could you be, Dale? Were a card dealer in
count
Reno,
to 21. I learned I can count to 21.
Well, that means you aren't good at math. You can learn it. And I just thought it was funny because a card dealer is always good at math, I thought.
No. Mm. 21 is the name of the game. So that's the game I could count to. And if I couldn't count, I would count the spots on the card to figure it out.
Oh, that's a good trick. That's a very good trick because sometimes I need a little help even on the simple things when I'm being distracted or I'm nervous playing. I don't really know how to play very well. The nerves get to you. So when you have a little trick like that, that could help. That could really help.
Well, it works. You know, but I did it for 5 years and I was fine. But as far as picking out numbers, I am not good at that because I'll give you an idea. I had a very good friend who was very wealthy, and he owned a jewelry store. And he goes, this was years ago, tell me if gold's going to go up or down. I go, well, I don't do that. You know, I don't want to take the responsibility of someone else's money being lost. So he goes, okay. So he said, here, I have two keys. Pick which one you like. So I picked the key that I liked, okay? And what it was is there were car keys. And what it was, he knew what the numbers were. He ended up betting $300,000 on car keys. And he lost it all. And that is why I don't do it.
Too much pressure.
Yeah,
it's too much. I understand. Totally.
And if all psychics could do that, we wouldn't be a psychic.
Exactly. But that's smart to not want to mess with people's money at all.
I know.
One iota.
You know, if God thinks I'm lucky enough, I'll win. It's that simple. Or I don't even need to win the whole thing. Five numbers would be fine. That's $1 million.
My gosh. I just watched a special on the lottos. And he's the only one who figured this out. It was a system. He figured out they didn't win the big one, and then they would then know how to win the ones that were left over. It trickles down Well, if nobody wins the big one, okay, if nobody wins, it trickles down to the second winner, third, and he had a system. He couldn't believe nobody else could figure this out. He became a millionaire. It became a corporation. He got all of his grandkids to college with doing this. I got to find it and have you guys watch it. It was so interesting.
That would be cool.
Okay. Yeah.
That would be really cool because I would like to know, but it doesn't always work that way, you know? The weirdest thing I've ever seen on the lotto was the numbers came up, and then 2 days later, which seemed very weird to me, the same numbers came up. Now, to me, that is weird.
Me too. I've seen the number 10 everywhere, always 10. I chose that on the end of my name because somebody was a radio person years ago, you guys, named Barbara Moore. It's so funny. And so Barbara Moore was taken a lot of places and 10, but then the number is 10. And everywhere, oh, and I look at my license plate. Wow, it has a 10 on the end. I just figured that out yesterday. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
10,
there's
10,
a,
10.
There's
wonder,
a, Barbara.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that happens to. Hotel room numbers. I have friends that have had that happen. I can't explain it. I don't know why. It just does.
Wow. That is interesting. And you know what?
My dad was supposed to visit me.
Dad was supposed to visit me, and I said, it's so hot to drive that far. You know, he's already had he's been hospitalized for heat stroke. He lives in Arizona. He collapsed at Circle K. The ambulance had to come and all that. And he wants to drive in an old truck that has no air conditioning because he sold his Corvette 7 hours to visit me, just to visit me. No, that is, I could hardly even drive around town. It is so hot out there with air conditioning. So
Why doesn't he have air conditioning?
Well, it's an old Ford truck. It was built that way. It's powerful. It's great. He loves it. And it was his second car, so it didn't really matter. His Corvette, he just sold it, so he only has the truck. And it didn't come with air conditioning. But it's weird.
But you know
what? I was in the shower. Oh, what?
Walmart is selling these little air conditioners that can be put in your car or they can be put in your house or in your room. And they bring down your whole, you know, the air conditioning on your whole place.
Wonder how that is generated. That's great. I'm going to look into that for him. But I feel bad that he doesn't have a sports car anymore. But here's the weird thing. All that about the water, water, water. Well, I was taking a shower, and I was going to go out and tell him, don't do it, Dad. Right then, I read his text that says, Barbara, I'm not getting enough water. And I was thinking in my head, go get Dad a special cup with a straw so he'll drink a lot of water. It's never been an issue or a conversation with us. That minute, I open my phone, and it's all about water. And all I've been thinking is water. For Dad.
Yeah, I've been telling Richard he's got to drink a lot of water too. But we have air conditioning. We have air conditioning in the house, and it's like I don't have any desire to go anywhere. I mean, you know, it's just I'd rather be in the air conditioning.
It zaps you, and some people don't have it because it used to never get so hot where they live. A lot in Europe, but even where I grew up, nobody, we had gorgeous, nice houses, nobody would even have air conditioning.
I bet they do now.
They do now.
I mean, look at
super hot.
Look at Seattle.
Right?
Right.
Look at
it's hotter and hotter.
Right.
I was glad about it, but it's not good to be glad about global warming. But
Seattle,
I was glad to have
look
a
at
hot
the temperature.
Seattle.
Look at the temperature in Seattle and Oregon. They've been in the hundreds. And Las Vegas, did you read about Las Vegas today?
Yeah,
no.
I only saw, what is it, 106?
No, it's not about the heat. They got a deluge of rain. They were,
yes. Oh, my gosh. There, some places are flooded, yes, I saw that.
Yeah, so
crazy.
Vegas, and then here, we're just, you know, thank God we have air conditioning because like in Tahoe where I was living, we did not have, they don't have air conditioning hardly at all, unless you go to the casinos, you know. And we're talking, there's no oxygen because the hotter it gets, the less oxygen there is. And you can't breathe. So you can't even walk to one room to the other.
And you know how terrible I am with my phone? Hey, hold on. You know how terrible I am with my phone? Sometimes I don't even look at it, which is not good. Only, you know, I have a special ring for my daughter. Okay, my dad tried to call me when he did end up in the hospital. He tried to call me the next day to pick him up from the hospital, and I never did.
Oh, that's not funny, Barbara. You get it. Barbara, I told you to go to a hypnotherapist and get over this.
I know. Get over it. I'm really thinking about it. Well, I didn't recognize the number, and there was like 20 of them calling. It was the hospital number he was calling me.
You know, it's not funny.
Well, he just took an Uber home. Sorry.
It's not funny. That's your father.
I know.
Okay.
They're showing
so much. I feel so bad. I love him.
You should.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Are you ready for your first caller, Gail?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I want to tell you, though, I have my news on mute, and they're showing Las Vegas, and people just are drowning. I mean, you know, they have to be carried out of their car.
Okay.
Oh, so it's really that bad? People are in major danger?
Flash floods. Yeah.
Flash
okay.
floods
wow,
and everything.
That bad.
And Caesars.
Okay.
It's bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Caesars.
Johnny,
that's
don't be in a hurry.
Sorry.
Yeah, I saw Caesars, the parking garage, and then I had to go. So I didn't see the whole news flash. This is serious. I've got to call my brother and auntie and see if they're okay, and my friend Brenda. They all live over there.
Yeah, that would be good. Get on the phone. Talk to somebody.
Okay. I know.
Okay, Johnny.
Get over it, Barbara.
All right.
Go ahead.
Area code 949. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Don't forget about Kentucky. They're flooding really bad right now, so bad. That's why I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Devastation.
It is. It's everywhere, and it has gotten worse. Never mind the fact we're supposed to be talking about psychic stuff. I'm sorry. The whole conversation went towards flooding, and all
about,
I keep thinking is Kentucky.
We talk
bad.
About that, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
We have a talk show, so we talk about everything. We talk about the topic. But I'm sorry for you in Kentucky. It's the whole world.
I'm not in Kentucky. I'm in New Mexico.
Hey, don't forget that.
Well, I heard it was raining in New Mexico.
Orange County?
It is. It's flash flooding right now, but I haven't seen a drop of rain.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, so I don't know. So I'm supposed to ask you a question about love, right? Oh, my name's Leah.
What is your name?
Leah.
And what part of New Mexico are you in?
Albuquerque.
Okay. All right, because Richard's kids and he is from Farmington, New Mexico.
Oh, okay. I don't know where that is. Okay. I just moved here about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, from where?
Cool. From Florida, actually.
You moved from Florida to New Mexico?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It was pretty. My family. My sister said it was pretty, so the whole family got up and moved to New Mexico.
Mm. That's weird. Okay.
No bugs.
How can I help you?
I don't even know. I don't know. What do you do? Are you like tarot or are you just...
I do tarot, but I'm not doing it tonight.
Okay.
Ask a question and I will give you an answer.
Oh, God, do I really want to know the answer to the question I have?
Well, I'll tell you what. You want to hang up and call back in an hour?
No, I might as well get it over with. And will I ever actually, I guess, be with Chris? Do I have to give you his full name? Because I can.
Chris who?
Heland.
Okay. Is it on again, off again, on again, off again?
Something like that, yes.
Okay. And I feel you're going to be good friends with him. very good friends. But as far as love, as far as marriage, no, I don't see that.
Okay.
That doesn't mean it won't happen. I just don't see it. I see you having other men around you, new men. Now
always.
You just moved to New Mexico. You have two or three other guys you're going to be involved with.
I don't need love anymore. I've had that. It was fun. I don't recommend it to anyone. But
okay. All right.
Thank you so much for my answer.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Hello. Maybe she can let it go, whatever she's been holding on. You know, that's what you do for people. You help them make that last decision or help them with the thing that they're just
I don't know.
So
this week
about.
And last week, people have been, I don't know the question. It's like, what? Then why are you calling?
We should ask them, where did you hear about us? And then
well, you know what, Barbara, why don't you tell people?
Send right down there.
Wait,
we'll
no, Barbara, why don't you tell Barbara, why don't you
yes.
tell people what I do and what I specialize
okay.
in?
Okay.
Yes, and I would like to tell you, if you don't already know everybody, thank you for listening, and wherever you found us, that's awesome. Dale Shear. Dale Shear is a psychic. Psychic Dale Shear. Her last name is spelled S-C-H-E-A-R. And she has a website, DaleShear.com. And she gives free readings every Friday on Life, Laughter, Happiness. And we have her, what do you call yourself, Richard, a sidekick?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, he's my best friend.
And her best friend, Richard, who's our friend now too, is joining us every Friday. And we have a lot of fun. We talk a little bit about just current events, and then we get right to our callers. So make sure you have your specific question. And actually, the more specific you are, the more you're going to get out of this. So there you have it.
There we go. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, Johnny, did you say we had someone?
Yeah, we do. Area code 347. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale.
Hi, who's this?
Hi. My name is Marie.
And where are you calling from? Mm-hmm.
New York.
Oh, New York. What part of New York?
Long Island.
Okay. Mm. I used to live in Jersey, so I used to hang out in New York a lot. Why have you been so down and so depressed? What's going on?
I guess I'm just worried a little bit because I'm reapplying for, like, residency and just trying to see
what
if
fee?
I'm going to be successful. Sorry?
Wait, what fee? What fee?
Residency.
I don't understand. You're not speaking clear.
Residency. To be
what
a
is
resident
that?
Of the state?
No, it's more for like hospital.
Okay, why don't you be
like,
specific?
So you know how there's different careers in medicine?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go to residency for that.
Oh, residency.
Yeah.
And what is your, what residency are you picking?
I was thinking anesthesia.
Oh, like an anesthesiologist.
Correct.
Right? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now I have that. You're going to pass with flying colors. Don't worry about
That's
it.
That's what I'm hoping for, but I'm like not seeing the support even though I'm reaching out.
Support from who?
From, like, people I worked with, people I thought could be good mentors, who I, like, shadowed.
You know
in
what?
The
Don't
OR.
Worry about them. Don't worry about them. Do your own thing and show them and just be very positive. Know you're going to pass and tough on them. You know, just it's okay. If you have to, you can go to a different hospital or whatever, but you'll be fine.
Okay.
You're going to pass,
I mean,
okay?
should, because I sent out like letters to at least two people. One of them is Kane. The other one is Linda.
Okay, I don't understand. What are the letters? What are the letters for?
Like letters of recommendation, because it's an application process.
Okay. And they're not answering back?
Yeah.
Okay, then try five other people.
Okay.
You're starting to scare me, because if you're going to be this unsure, I mean, anesthesia is not anything to poo-poo about. So, you know, you got to be sure of yourself. That's what's important.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's important.
No, you're right.
Okay. Yeah, just, you know that it's you and only you that can do this. And if you don't feel comfortable doing it, then don't do it. Because you're taking everybody's life in your hands, okay? My nephew died under anesthesia, so you gotta really be very, who cares what other people think? You just gotta be very, very, very on top of it, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Thank
you for that.
You'll be good. It'll all be good. And you know what I like that you said tough on them. I've never heard that because I say something else.
That's a back east way. That's a back east way.
I like that because I don't really like saying the other one that starts with an S, you know, or, you know, but you want to. You want to. And you are so right. Who cares about them? But that's sad. That's sad that she doesn't have the support. But, hey, go elsewhere. Get it.
That's right.
That's my new saying. I'm taking it on, Dale.
Yeah, I don't know why somebody's so depressed. Everybody we talked to in the last week and this week are kind of down.
Maybe they don't want the first to come where they have to pay their rent.
Yes.
Why?
Maybe they are tight on money and they always get a little heart flutter or anxiety when the first of the month comes and they have to squeak by and they worry about it.
Well, that's possible. I just had my lease renewed, so I'm happy for another year.
Oh, good.
I mean, it's rough out there.
Wow. It is, especially for a young person starting out. I mean, just look at the... Turn on the news and see your future, people. I mean, you can't even have a safe planet, let alone a job these days.
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, you know, how did it go, Barbara, with your daughter? Did she go to the party?
Yes, she did go to a party. What were we talking about? Because she's gone to now two parties. What were we talking about?
Because you were scared. You were scared, and I said there was nothing to worry about.
Okay. Oh, yeah, nothing. Thank you, Dale. And I didn't worry, see? So you made me not worry at all. And she had fun. She came home early. She was home. A friend, a parent gave her a ride. And I'm like, what are you doing home so early? I wasn't expecting it. So, yeah, I can trust her at parties.
Uh-huh. Because if she's not happy, she'll go home.
Yeah.
I'm angry with you. You have got to go. You promised me to a hypnotherapist and get over this. I mean, your father is very important. What if he would have died? You know?
I know, but he just needed a ride home from the hospital. Then I guess
that's not the
point.
I wouldn't
have been there. You're right. I could have missed him. You're right. And I have it better. I need to put him on a special ringer. So he's bypassed all the blocks. I'll do that to all my friends. Hello. I'm doing that, people. And I'm getting better.
Oh,
now.
I hope you
I
put
know,
me
I
on
forget.
One.
Yes, I forget. So every day, every single day, I forget to do it. Let's tell everybody. I'm going to go get hypnotized with my phone phobia. I don't like calling.
Really?
I don't like dialing.
Well,
I
you
can't.
Put me
I
on one of those.
Anxiety.
You can put me on one of those so I can call you, too.
I will, so you don't want to be blocked when I'm having silent time.
Yeah, you know, you got to get over the phone thing.
Actually, what I'm laughing about is that she's afraid of the phone and I hate text messages. So, you know how it is? It's like when you text messages. You know how when you send someone a text message and then you see that they're writing something below, but you don't know what they're writing and you're worried that they're going to be screaming at you? I mean, it's just terrible that you go through that.
Oh, really? You don't like the texting? Oh, that's so easy, though. Okay, well, you see, you,
I don't know. You text me all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Well, he's overcoming it then. Good job. Overcoming the fear, you still do it.
Well, yeah.
Okay, let's go on to the next one.
Okay, 914. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Christine.
And where are you from?
I'm calling from Puerto Rico.
Wow, thank you. How's the weather in Puerto Rico?
It's hot.
Hot like how? I've been there about five times. I love it. How hot is it over there?
It's probably in the high 80s, 90s, around there.
Yeah, well, stateside, we're in hundreds. So, you know, it's kind of weird. But I do know in Puerto Rico you have the humidity, so you want to die from that. That's just like, you know, that's like New York. And then, that's like the humidity will kill you right there. Anyway, how can I help you, sweetie?
I was just wondering if you could pick up on anything having to do with my career. I'm just looking for a job, and I'm just wondering what direction I should go in.
Okay. In order for me to do that, I need to know what you are passionate about. Give me about two or three things that you're passionate about.
I love planting, like farming. That's really what I want to do. But I haven't seen any job openings in that area. But, I mean, that's really what I'm – that's what I'm most passionate about. I'm also passionate about music. So those are the two things that I'm the most passionate about.
Okay, I have
about.
A suggestion on the farming. You mean planting?
Yes.
Can you go around to all the plant places and talk to the people and see if they need any help?
Yes.
Because that's one way of getting a job. I mean, you go face to face and you just, you know, just say you really love doing it. Do you need any help? Say, I would love to work for you.
Okay.
Okay, because that'll work. All right. And what was the other thing that you liked?
Music.
Music.
What kind of music? What do you want to do with music?
I love to sing.
Okay. Have you ever done any stand-up singing anywhere?
No.
What about karaoke?
Yes, I have done karaoke, not here, but I've done it in the past.
Okay, do they have any karaoke in where you're living?
They do, actually.
How about getting hung up with that?
Okay.
That'll work, you know, and that'll give you your feelings, you know, your good feelings of singing.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do
Thank
that.
You for calling from Puerto Rico. I really appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Okay, Barbara, would you give out my phone number?
Yes, I will. Okay, I'm heading over to where I have my envelope. This is another thing. I do not even try to memorize phone numbers. It's not that I am dumb with that.
Oh, you want me to do it?
No, because I'm right here now. Dale Shear. Hey, you guys. She's available all week, too. Just call her or text her at 808-372-1816 for your more private, longer reading. That's Dale Shear. DaleShear.com. A-Y-L-E-S-C-E-A-R.
And there is a fee involved with that.
Yes, of course there's a fee. It's going to be your own personal reading. This is just a sample. This is just a taste. We're glad to help you, but it's only a few minutes for each person. So that's why it's so important to have your questions ready, specific questions ready. So Dale, quickly.
Barbara, where did you say you were going tonight to where?
I'm going to a concert at the Irvine. It's called Five Points Amphitheater, which is outdoor, to Train. It is a band, and I read that Jewel is going to make a surprise appearance because they've done a lot of duets. Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of fun.
I got invited finally. 6:30, so I get picked up right at 6 o'clock here. It takes a half an hour to get over there, believe it or not, and I'm here down in Orange County. Still takes a while to get places.
If you want to cut out early, you can. You know, so it's up to you.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. Johnny, did you have someone else?
No, not right now, but that doesn't mean we won't have them in the future. I really did advertise tonight big time, so. You know, it's possible.
Well, why don't you give your phone number out?
The number is...
They don't know where to call. It doesn't help.
531-9874.
You want to do that again, please?
516-531-9874.
Well, I guess, Barbara, you can go early.
No, I don't have to. I've planned my day perfectly to do this show, which I love doing, with you. And wouldn't we chat? No. It's not that important.
No, but Johnny has got to learn to give the phone number out every segment, you know?
Okay. Do it a lot, Johnny, and do it kind of fast because people are going to have their pencil ready and don't make like a huge five-minute deal about it, okay? Just do it throughout the show. And also so we know that you're actually there because are you listening to these readings, Johnny?
Yes, I am.
You should learn. Okay. You got to remember our listeners.
Now, I might do some call screening, like in the first couple of seconds of the readings, but I do listen to the readings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good. And so let's talk about the lotto tonight. Are you going to go out there and buy a ticket, Barbara?
I'm going to ask the person who's going to get me if they could do that right now for me. Wouldn't that be great? Then I wouldn't have to do it.
Why don't you text them? Why don't you text them?
Okay. I am right now. Right now.
Okay.
And it's the Mega Millions.
You got to call her.
It's so mega. I'm going to. Right now I'm texting, actually. Texting I have no problem with. Okay, go on. Do we have a caller, Johnny?
We sure do. Give me 1 second here. This is caller area code 929. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Thank you for taking my call. How are you today?
We're fine.
Thank you.
Hi,
Dale.
What's your name? Hi.
My name is Stacy. I'm calling from Long Island.
From where?
How's it going? Long Island.
Wait, where? Long Island?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm familiar. I lived in New Jersey, so I'm very familiar with upstate New York. How's the weather up there?
Oh, it's nice up there. Wow. It's a lot quieter.
You're the only place in state in the union that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
How can I help you?
Yeah, just wanted to see do you see my finances improving in the month of August?
I can't go by month. What do you do? What type of work do you do?
Well, you know, well.
What? I'm not hearing her at all.
Yeah, ma'am.
Me neither.
What do you do for a living?
I have two jobs. I have one in the healthcare business, and then I have a day
job. But she's bumbling. I can't understand her.
One in the healthcare business.
What about
the other
now?
One?
Okay, so I have one job. I work in a health field. The other job, I'm on a leave of absence because I broke my foot.
Oh.
So the
okay.
Yeah, the job.
I didn't catch the first job. What was the first job?
The first job I worked for, yeah, the first job is in healthcare. That's in healthcare. Yes.
And when is it supposed to be that you can walk around or do something with the broken foot?
Well, the broken foot is healed. It's healed. My doctor is going to release me in August to go back to my day job, where I really don't want to go back to. I don't want to go back there.
Well, you know what? There's 100 million jobs out there.
That's
right
what I was
now.
Saying, yes.
And just pick one, and you'll get one right away. So wait till he releases you, and then go from there, because you will get something right away.
Oh, really? Okay. Awesome. Because I'm getting my resumes out on Monday. Okay.
That's good. That's good.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Okay. Thank
you. You're gonna be fine. How did you break your leg?
A concrete fell on my foot.
Oh.
I was helping my father. And it fell on my foot. So I've been, it still hurts. It's still painful. But the doctor, he just has to do an in-office procedure, and then from there he's releasing me.
You'll be fine. And you'll get another job, and it will be rather quickly, and it'll make really good money. Don't settle for less. People are hurting, especially in the medical field.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Thank you,
ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
You know, Barbara?
Barbara, yeah.
I am surprised that people don't know that there's so many jobs out there. I'm shocked.
I know. There's cute jobs, too. Fun little jobs. Especially for retired people. I see them all over.
Well, you know what's happening is the retired people are now going after the jobs. I mean,
yeah,
and they're getting
them.
They're
not lazy, lost. And they don't take 3 days or weeks to get out of bed and go find one. It's like they're old school. They just go do it. They just actually go and do it.
That's right. So that's a good thing.
I love this transportation deal that's new in Huntington Beach. I saw a lady, I'm sure she was retired, a cute lady in there. It's a tiny little car, and it's free. Priscilla takes it all the time from one destination to Huntington Beach to the other, and it's free. I don't know how they're doing it, but the lady reminded me of something that a retired person would be, that'd be really good for.
That sounds good. There's lots of jobs out there. Did you text your friend about getting a ticket for you?
Let's see what he said.
What'd they say? What'd they say?
I said, can we swing by 7-Eleven or get it for me and I'll pay you back? Yes, we can. I should arrive just before 6. I think it's because they're driving. They can't talk. That's what they said. I won't be talking much because I'm driving. That's why. An hour down here. But when they arrive beforehand, can tell, because, you know, when you're a woman, every minute counts. I want to look good at the concert.
Well,
it's hard to get ready and do a show. It just is.
I think the cutoff time is 7 o'clock. So.
Okay,
but I
well,
do
but
know that, you know, so that's what I think, but I'm not sure. I got about my girlfriend and I, I don't know. My girlfriend and I, it depends on how long the line is. I mean, it's up to $1 billion. So my girlfriend and I chose to.
1.25.
Uh-huh.
1.25 billion.
Yeah. But my girlfriend, one of my best friends, she lives in Sacramento. And last time I told her, I said, go to 7-Eleven in Sacramento, which is ambiguous. And she didn't feel like it at that point to go to that particular 7-Eleven. And it hit. I mean, the big one hit.
At that one, or the one she
went to? Yes. No, the one I said. So she went back to the 7-Eleven where it hit, and we're waiting to see if it'll hit again.
Fun.
I mean, the
this
Mega Millions.
My first time.
The Mega Millions is different. It is all of the United States and wherever else. But, I mean,
actually,
the Mega.
Actually, no, that's not true. Not in Utah. And it's not in Utah.
Oh, yeah. Or Hawaii.
And I don't think it's in, yeah. I don't think it's in
or
Nevada.
Nevada.
Yeah.
Yeah, Utah doesn't want it. And Nevada doesn't want any competition or who knows what. But those, that's interesting.
I don't know the reason why. We've been wondering why Nevada doesn't want it. But I
probably
go across the state line right over
Mormon.
In South Lake Tahoe. It's just like right there, and you just go over the state line. So
it's like
California.
Fireworks.
What?
It's like fireworks throughout history. Some states you could buy them, some states you couldn't. My dad always had the best firework box for us. We usually went to the Indian reservation and bought them there. See, Richard
okay,
knows. Richard knows.
We have another
Give
caller.
Give out the number again, Johnny.
We have another caller.
You got to go.
516-531-9874. Are you ready to put the caller on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
Okay. Caller, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, ma'am. Hi, how you doing? It's been many months I've called. I've listened before. And recently my phone call is that I have a mom that she hit which is in the ICU, and I want to know if she's going to be able to be okay coming out. If she's going to be okay.
Okay, what is she in for, sweetie?
She got problems in the stomach. She is 64. She developed ulcers, and she was already
she
in the hospital. Ulcers.
Uh huh.
But she has a heart condition. She was in the hospital for 2 weeks. They did surgery, and then yesterday she was transferred to critical care.
Okay. I get the feeling that she'll be okay. I'm not 100% sure, but I do get the feeling that she'll hang in there. I could be wrong, but that's what I feel. And, we just have to send out a lot of prayers for her and everything, and that will work very well. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for calling, and we'll do the best we can, okay?
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know. People are nervous today or what? I don't know what is going on.
It's a low energy day.
No kidding.
I've noticed.
Well,
I've had low energy.
Huh?
You have? You've had low energy?
Yeah, all day. I was supposed to go swimming today, and I just didn't feel like it. Well, it's 100 degrees here. What do you expect? You know, it's hot.
I just get
the feeling, your father should rent a car that has air conditioning and go visit you.
Yes, but he also doesn't want to drive. So he's already flown his girlfriend to him so she could drive the truck back. So I'm thinking, is there a reason he wants his truck here? I hope he's moving here.
Yeah, I don't understand. Run that by me again. I'm confused.
why would he want his truck here? He flew his girlfriend out. She lives near me, his girlfriend of 20 years. Like, mm-hmm. you know, my stepmom. Okay. He flew her out there already a few days ago because the plan was that she was going to drive him in his truck to here, to the California area.
So why, but the truck.
I don't know why he wants his truck here. I mean, he's a retired pilot. He can get on any flight for free for the rest of his life.
I don't have an answer for you. I don't know.
Okay.
You got to
Well,
ask.
Maybe
you got to
if
ask.
I call you. Maybe if I call you tomorrow, you'll see more because it's so up in the air. It's like he's not making a decision, and I'm begging him to move here. He lived in a trailer park. He chooses trailer living. He's quirky. He has a lot of eccentric qualities, and he's funny, and he's helpful, and he's good. He's a good person, and it would be so helpful if he was here. He lived in Long Beach forever, and why did he have to move to Arizona? There's nothing for him there. Nothing.
Why does anybody move to Arizona? I don't know. It's hot.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's not made for a living.
That's true. that
funny.
Is very true. But I don't know. You'd have to ask him. There's no reason. Maybe
he doesn't like the phone. Oh, my gosh, Dale. Maybe this is why. Dad and my brother don't like the phone. They just don't use it. They text. And all the time, sending links and da-da-da, but never the phone call.
Why don't you text
them? Maybe I'm getting it from them.
It could be. Why don't you text them and find out?
I do. I text my dad every single day. I'm not kidding.
Well, you can ask him to move where you're at and see what he says. Probably because if he likes trailer living, is there any places he can move his trailer to?
Yes, and we've talked about this on previous shows, and I've already checked the trailer park across the street and a friend. It is more than my apartment. It's over $2,000 to park there. And his little place in Arizona is like $350.
Well, maybe that's why.
That's why, because I've already been over this with him a million times. But now I'm thinking, since I told him, I need you, Father, you know, they need to be needed, and it's true. I do need him. I need some support.
$2,000 a month is a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money for a trailer park.
It sure is.
Does it have a view of the ocean?
No. No, it's not. It's a 4-minute drive to the ocean, actually, but it's nice. There's tons of nice ones out here. That is not the point anyway. I think the point is that he, I don't know. I mean, he knows how much money he has. Well, what is the point? Actually, I don't know the point, but I'm not going to ask him again.
Well, you know what I've noticed?
Feeling.
You know what I've noticed? As they get older, you know, they tend to think they can bring their money with them when they die. That a Brinks truck is going to follow you all the way to heaven. And they're going to let you in with your money. Hello?
Yeah.
What's not happening?
I think he has that syndrome. He has that syndrome because he knows exactly how much he has. It's a good retirement fund. I know a lot of retired pilots who live in homes. Come on. Okay? He is doing that. That's what he's doing. I said, Dad, this is the time to spend all that money that you worked so hard for. Who cares if it's $2,000? I mean, what do you have? 20 more years on the planet Earth? If you go to 95.
Yep.
Sorry, Richard. You know, but
okay.
I mean,
Richard's going
years,
to 94.
Like, so
Richard has
the
same,
year.
Richard has
hey,
the same problem.
Hey,
he counts every penny.
Hey,
really?
Let me say something. Let me defend myself. Can I defend myself? No.
That's
well,
right.
I'm going
to let him.
Like your dad, I'm assuming, grew up in the Depression. Okay?
Yeah,
so
around
our
there,
money.
1943, Richard.
Okay, towards the end. It was slightly over in 43. Okay. But anyway, you watched your money.
That's right.
You don't whistle
but
it
you
away.
Know what? He grew up
that's so weird, Richard. Thank you. But he grew up rich. They had the best house, the best pool, and he hated his dad. He was mean. And his dad threw around money and big tips and acted like Mr. Big with a new car every year. It really, really upset my father growing up. Ooh. And they never supported him. He wanted to, all he wanted to do was be a pilot. And they didn't want – all Grandpa Moore wanted was all the kids to work at the Moore furniture store. And you know what? They didn't want to because you're such an a-hole, Grandpappy.
Okay.
So there you have it.
Well, you know what? It's just I don't understand. It's just a matter of, you know, you don't have to spend it all. Oh, my God, it's showing 104 degrees tomorrow in Nevada. Oh, my God. Do you know it is hotter here than Sacramento? I mean, can you even imagine that? And Las Vegas? That's ridiculous. Okay, so let me go back to this.
Right.
It's just like you can't take it with you. There's no Brinks truck. Enjoy. Enjoy your life. I mean, I'm not saying you spend it all. I mean, you know, Richard's going to be 94 next month, and with this new pacemaker, he has another 10 more years, you know, so
exactly.
Enjoy.
Enjoy it, and also, I will be here. We'll do things together. It's not all alone all the time. I never knew it until you told me about this. It's like a syndrome or something, right? You want to take your money with you. What do you call that?
Mm-hmm. Call it cheap.
And he doesn't want to be cheap. And but then he'll, like, splurge and take everybody on a big trip. And then, you know, it's like then he'll send $500 to Priscilla for her birthday. But then he's cheap on himself. That's what he is. He's cheap on himself.
Yeah. Well, Richard's not cheap on himself. He'll go buy nice cars and all kind of, when he gets in the mood and all kinds of things. But it's just like everybody's different. But, you know, you just can't. You have to know you can't take it with you. I'd rather be poor and happy and have all the money in the world and be miserable. You notice all these stars that have all the money and they commit suicide, they kill themselves. You know, gee, what kind of life is that, you know?
That's why it was so smart that Richard said if he wins the lottery, he's going to go far away for a while.
You know, I was just watching that Elvis, watching the Elvis movie, that poor guy, he never lived. I mean, he had like one house, and he made millions, and the colonel took half his money, which, you know, duly noted, but all Elvis did was buy people cars. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I know, but, you know, those types do not leave. Like Hugh Hefner, for years he never left his home.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he was known for that. That's why... He always wore pajamas. He never left. That's why.
Why?
He did work. He's like me. He sits on his bed and papers are everywhere, and that's how he works. That's how I work. It's better than a desk. Desks hurt me. And he will be up maybe all night working. And then
you know,
he eats the same thing.
I do that. I mean, I work from my bed. The reason I do that is it allows me to put in longer days. I can't sit at a desk for hours and hours. I can sit in the bed for hours and hours.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
He's quirky. He's quirky like that, too. And it worked for him, obviously. I mean, he would actually start spending the night in his office. That's how it started. And the people would come in, and he'd be in his pajamas. He actually put on the pajamas that you button and everything. It was so sweet.
Wow. Okay, where are we, Johnny?
We don't have any callers, but we're about out of time. So it's...
That'd be
okay,
good.
Okay, that sounds...
Then I'll have like 5 minutes to do my makeup. I thought I could do it with the show. I can't. I walked around from room to room, like going in circles. I couldn't even... You can't multitask, okay? There's no such thing.
But I can.
So.
I can. Okay,
yeah.
So... Let's do the shout-out, Barbara, and I'll be glad to let you go.
Okay, that's so sweet. Everybody, thank you for listening. And callers, thank you for getting your questions ready. Next week, same time, same place. Life, Laughter, Happiness with Psychic Dale Scheer. Okay, if you want to talk to her and have a longer reading, one that nobody's listening to, you can. Just text or call her at 808-372-1816. And if you forget that, no big deal. She has a great website, DaleScheer.com. So,
okay,
everybody,
Barbara,
make sure you get those questions ready.
Have a good time.
Aloha.
At the
Aloha.
Aloha.
And follow us on Blog Talk Radio and listen to us there. You'll find our next shows there all the time, and we're going to put our highlights on YouTube. All right. Aloha. Thank you, Johnny. Aloha, Richard. And thank you, Psychic Dale Scheer.
Have fun, Barb.
Okay.
Thank you. I will. Bye. Aloha.